All right. I mentioned a verse this morning. Didn't have it in my notes. I don't think I had it in my notes. Anyways, I want to expound upon something I said this morning, and let's just see what happens. John chapter 14, if you can, stand to your feet. Locate the passage of Scripture. And don't recall ever pursuing this thought at any time that I have preached over the last 30 years. But I am so glad today I've got a Lord who said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will go with you all the way, even unto the end of the world. Amen. You know, in the modern church, I say that in the loosest of terms, so much is shied away from. Things are not looked at, dealt with. Certain biblical topics have become taboo. Let me understand what I'm saying. You don't hear a lot about hell. You don't hear a lot about judgment, eternity. Even to the fact that you don't hear a lot about end time events. They call it eschatology, the study of the last days. And I don't know whether that's just too much of a bummer in our modern feel-good churches to receive or not, Brother Micah, but yet we find a large portion of Scripture deals with prophetic ideas, events, and I believe God has preserved them for us. How many can say amen? That's in the Bible. It's there. It takes up space. It takes up book chapters and verses. Tonight we're going to get a little bit into the last days, but I've got a theme I want to focus on tonight with the Lord would help me. John chapter number 14, and again a verse I probably quoted 15 dozen times preaching. We'll continue to quote it. Verse 1, 2, and 3. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Listen to this. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, what does he say? Read it with me. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, y'all need to catch this, there you may be also a guaranteed eternal union, never to be parted from the Lord. Will you reach your hands this way? Let's just agree together in prayer that the Father have his way tonight. Father, we thank you this evening. We praise you this evening. Lord, we just honor you for your touch and your presence. We thank you for the power of your Spirit. We thank you for the blessed promise that we'll never be parted from you again. And Lord, this evening as we look to the Scripture, open minds and hearts, direct us, Lord, tonight. Lord, the way that you'd have us to go, we pull down every stronghold, every wall, every barrier. We rise above it tonight in the lovely name of Jesus. Just have your way right now. Be glorified through this message this evening. We praise you, Jesus. We honor you tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray, hallelujah. I do want you, I've chose this scripture to begin with this evening. I mentioned this verse this morning. I am so glad that we have the promise, Brother Russell, of God's presence eternally with us. I can tell you today by the presence and power of His Spirit, Jesus is with us. By promise of the Word of God, He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, He says, there am I in the midst. I believe that. But the day will come that the Lord will gather together His church and children. We will go to be with Him in heaven. And here is the thing. And again, this is going to become more clear tonight, I believe, than I know than I have ever seen it preparing for this message. But the fact is we will never be separated from Him again. I want you to consider those words, that we'll never be separated from Him again. Hallelujah. That where I am, regardless of where that is, the Lord is saying, there will you be also. So we never have to fear. I want you to follow me tonight to 2 Thessalonians chapter 4. We're going to be jumping around to a few Bible verses, going to the book of Revelation for a couple verses, going to Psalms for a couple verses. Don't know how long-winded I will be tonight. I feel like we've already had a good service. I'm thankful for every song that's sung. Brother Russell, love the words you shared with us. I'm thankful tonight for the Word of God. We need the Word of God, friends. Make no mistake that you've not matured enough in the Lord that you can coast for a while and not get into the Word of God. You need the Word of God. 1 Thessalonians 4, bear with me for a few moments as I begin reading at verse number 13, but I would not to have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Listen to this. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. It doesn't say Gabriel's going to blow the trumpet. How many catch that? It's the trump of God. And it says here, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be what? Caught up together with them in the clouds. And here, think of the first verse we read tonight. To meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Again, unseparated, unparted, eternally united with our Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. How many are thankful, looking forward to that day that we are forever united with our Lord? I believe we'll be reunited with our loved ones. Don't all know what all we're going to encounter? The Bible says it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. I like how, I believe it's in the book of Psalms where He says, I shall be satisfied when I awake with Thy likeness, though those sleep the sleep of death. I believe the Lord will gently nudge them, and in resurrection power, they'll come up out of that grave and be changed to be in His likeness. And then and only then will we be truly satisfied in every aspect of our being. Oh, just lift your hands and praise Him in this place. Hallelujah. Going to be worth it all. Going to be worth it all. I know it was, I believe Sister Vicki had mentioned the other evening to me, been several weeks ago, about the clock and how the clock of time, if you will, the clock of the ages, however you want to term that, is approaching midnight, and scientists, unbelievers, talking about the culmination of the age and the end of what could happen, moved in advance that time closer to midnight. How many believe there is a midnight on God's watch? Now, whether or not it correlates exactly with man, I can't answer that, but I believe either way, we're getting closer, we're getting closer, we're getting closer. Amen. I believe there is nothing yet to fulfill in the Word of God for God the Father to say, wait, son, don't go get your children. But I believe at any moment, at any time, God could say, Jesus, go get your church, go get your bride and bring them to me. Speaking of the bride, help me understand that the church is the bride of Christ. We are that chaste virgin espoused to one son. I believe just like Abraham's eldest servant in Genesis 24 went into that land to retrieve a bride for the son, I believe today the Holy Ghost is here today getting the church ready, preparing the bride. Can you say amen? Now, it's a mystery, and I've done many weddings, and they liken, in the wedding that I normally do, I liken Christ as the groom and the bride as the church. It's a mystery. And the Bible says, for this cause would a man leave his father and mother and do what? And cleave. Somebody say cleave. Interesting, in 2 Samuel chapter number 23, talking about David's mighty men, it described one of them that held his ground and cleaved to the sword. It clave. It's interesting, that word cleave there in the modern Hebrew, in the language of Israel of today, is the word they have for glue. The Bible tells us that we'll be glued to our wife. I believe that we will be glued to my husband one day. His name is Jesus, forever, unseparated, Can you say praise the Lord? And there's no glue in this world that'll attach as good as that will in that day. Because when the trumpet sounds and I leave this old world, tell you what, I'm going to hang around Jesus for all of eternity. I don't care where He goes, I'm there. If He's around the marriage supper of the Lamb, I'm there. Hallelujah. If He comes back and fights the battle and we're going to talk about that, I'm going to be right there with Him. Can you say amen? Revelation 17. Follow me for a few minutes. David said in Psalm 73, I'm not going to ask you to turn to this, but he said, Thou shalt guide me with Thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. You know, we have Him today as our companion in tribulation. We have Him through His presence. We have Him through His Word. We have Him in the promise that when we're gathered together in His name, as I mentioned earlier, that He would be there in the midst. But friends, it's going to be different when we're there, changed eternally around the throne of God. Hallelujah. We've got the presence again of His, the promise of His presence today, but it's going to be much more then. I want you to notice Revelation 17, and I'm going to read a couple verses. There's several verses that I don't have in my notes tonight. I may mention as we go. If I lose you and you lost the reference, get with me afterwards. You know, the Scripture tells us in the book of Jude how that Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, The Lord comes with 10,000 of His saints to execute judgment upon the world of the ungodly and to condemn this world of the ungodly for the ungodly actions which they have ungodly committed. How many understand ungodly's in there a whole lot? But Jude foretelling the Lord coming back in His power and in His glory. Now let me sort of focus on the clock of God. I believe we are seconds till midnight. I believe the next event on God's calendar is the rapture of the church. I believe He will resurrect the righteous dead. We that are alive and remain will be caught up forever to be with the Lord. I believe then we will be taken back to the Father in heaven, and therefore a 7-year period of time we will celebrate the marriage supper of the Lamb in the presence of God. I believe at the end of that time that Jesus Christ and His church will come back and fight the battle of Armageddon. I believe we will enter into the millennial reign of Christ in which the devil will be taken and bound in a bottomless pit. And at the end of that time, that 1,000-year reign is described in Revelation chapter 20. There's going to be a great white throne judgment set up. There's going to be a resurrection, the second resurrection, in which the ungodly dead will be raised, they will be judged, and they will be cast into a lake of fire. I believe, though, that there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. I believe there's going to be a new city. I believe in walls of jasper, gates of pearl, streets of gold, foundations of precious stones. I believe the Lamb is the light of that city, and I believe everything He said it was going to be, it's going to be. Can you say amen? There you go in a snapshot. 45 seconds, everything that's going to happen. How many believe I could have preached 2 hours on that? But here's the thing. Wherever the Lord is, that's where I'm going to be. If you wonder where Ted Stidham's going to be, find Jesus and I won't be far off. How many are going to be with me? That wherever He is, you should be also. Oh, hallelujah. Notice Revelation 17. And again, we could read so many scriptures, and I do have a couple picked out here, so many others. How many have ever read where that the blood would flow to the horse's bridle? And you could look at that figurative or however you want to. It'd be an awful time. There's a verse in Psalm 58 that says, The righteous shall rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. And friends, I want you to know judgment is coming on this world, and I want to make sure I'm on the right side. I'm on Jesus' side. Notice Revelation 17 and 14. These shall make war with the Lamb. These shall make war with the Lamb, capital M. And the Lamb, capital M, shall overcome them. Are y'all ready to shout? For He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I like that, don't you? But notice what it says here. And they that are with Him. Who is accompanying the Lamb of God? Who is with Him? It tells us here, gives us three descriptions here. They that are with Him are called. Now there's many called, but few chosen. Someone say amen. They are called, they are chosen, and they are what? Faithful. I want to be part of that group. I want those three criteria to be exemplary in my life. I want to be faithful in what God has called me to do. Glory to God. I want to walk with Jesus. I want to talk with Jesus. I want to be just like Him. I want to imitate Him in every respect. Hallelujah. So that one of these days, Brother Delmer, wherever He is, I'm going to be right there with Him. They that are with Him, they that are with the Lamb in war, they that are with the Lamb in victory, we're talking about the overcoming body of Christ. Can you say amen? We're talking about His bride that's firmly attached to Him. Let's go forward two chapters to chapter number 19. Oh my goodness, what we could have got into this evening. We could have went over to Ezekiel 38 and 39 about the marriage, the supper, the great supper that in which He calls the fowls of the air. How many have read that? Also recorded here in Revelation 19. Not going to get into that tonight. Hallelujah. But this is what I am going to read, starting at verse number 11. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called, read this with me, capital what? F, faithful, and capital C, true. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. And his eyes were as the flame of fire. And on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Verse 13. And he was clothed. Hallelujah. I think I'm going to shout for a while tonight. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. How many know Him as the Word of God today? Embodied in Jesus is every promise of God. He is the Word that was made flesh and dwelt among us. He is that bread, that living bread. He is the manna that feed us. Hallelujah. Jesus sustains His children today. How many have partaken of Jesus today? Next verse. Hallelujah. Who is this talking about? It's talking about Jesus. We know that. It says, and the armies which were in heaven followed Him. Somebody say followed Him. Who are we tagging along behind? Who are we stuck to? Who are we eternally united with? I'm talking about Jesus tonight. Y'all catch this. Be it in supper, be it in celebration, be it in victory, be it in battle, it does not matter. When that trumpet sound and we are reunited with the Lord, we will never be separated again. That's the point. Hallelujah. But notice it describes this army, armies, which in heaven followed upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Verse 16. And I know today that a lot of churches aren't going this direction, and they're shying away from Revelation. And someone says, well, that's depressing and that's judgmental and all that. Friends, I want you to know we're going to stand before a judge one day. How can we not look at judgment when we're all going to have to stand before a judge one day? Amen. He hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let's just take a moment and praise Him tonight. Father, we thank You. We honor You tonight. Thank You for Your touch, for the power of Your Spirit. Thank You for Your hand extended to our lives. Praise You. Hallelujah for victory. And Lord, we know when that trumpet sounds, we will never be parted from You. Again, eternally shall we always be united and in Your presence. We never have to worry about losing contact, hallelujah, with You our Savior ever, ever again. I praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sister Betty, will you come to the piano tonight? I've been short-winded, I know, tonight. But I want you to know that in order for you, in order for me to be united with Jesus one day for eternity, we've got to be ready right now. Today, this is a dressing room. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. There's a false book going around that tells how that on the day of judgment, that God in His mercy will just forgive everyone. How many understand that is not consistent with the current inspired Word of God that we have today? And children of God know error and they know truth based upon the acid test of the Word of God. Friends, I think it'd be wonderful if God done that. But guess what? That's not consistent with God and the Word of God. We've got to be ready today. We've got to be ready right now. Heavenly Father, we thank You this evening. We praise You this evening. Thank You for Your holy word. Thank You, Father, for Your touch this evening. Thank You, Lord, for the cross of Calvary and precious blood that was shed in order for us to be saved today. And we recognize, Lord, now is the only time. This age is the only time in which we can get right with You. Because, Lord, once we close our eyes in death and we sleep the sleep of death, the way that tree falls, so shall it rise in judgment. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. Father, we recognize there's no purgatory. There's no middle ground. We must be right today. And Father, I just pray that each person under the sound of my voice this evening, Lord, that we hear Your voice, that we respond to Your call, that we receive Your goodness, that we receive Your mercy. Lord, that today, this evening, we repent of our sins. Lord, that we call upon You in saving faith for You to have a work in our life, for You to use us for Your glory. Have Your way today. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen. Let's come and gather on the altar this evening. Kneel at your seat. Find a place and pray, friends. Call upon Jesus. Call upon Jesus.